Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining me for this program.
Ils l'ont attendu, les pigeons.
Oui, ils m'attendaient, bien entendu. Oui, bien sûr.
Ils ont posé.
Ils posaient très bien.
In 1964, photographer Robert Doisneau chats to poet, writer and singer Jacques Prévert about the Parisian pigeons. Doisneau says that the birds which choose their perch on the hats of stone-sculpted generals around the city and splatter them with their droppings please him because he's second class. His work, which spanned almost three quarters of the 20th century, forges a strong connection between the subject and the viewer by way of the camera lens, no matter what the subject, even pigeons. He plays with light and dark, using the full palette of black and white with his Rolleiflex camera. His subjects, many of them posing, some of them anonymous actors, bear witness nonetheless to everyday or romantic street life or life in cafes and bars in Paris, its suburbs, in France and, very occasionally, abroad. So how on earth did he find himself photographing French high society weddings and balls, fashion models like Brigitte Bardot, and artists like Pablo Picasso, particularly from 1949 to 1952? A far cry from a tired coal delivery man in a bar or Renault car factory workers taking a cigarette break. These little-known photos by Robert Doisneau are exhibited currently in Doisneau, Les Années Vogue at the Richaud Centre in Versailles. His daughters, Annette Doisneau and Francine Desroudis, are the guardians of their father's archives at his former studio and where they grew up in Montrouge, a southern suburb of Paris. They curated the exhibition. Francine explains how her father landed up photographing these subjects.
The French economy was at a standstill, you see. It was right in the immediate post-war period. So for a young photographer, it was extraordinary to have a contract with Condé Nast. And actually, I do think it was very brave of him to have decided to leave after two or three years and head off for whatever adventures lay ahead, even if he knew he would continue working for them a bit.
Francine Desroudis says his editor at the time at Vogue, the late Edmond Charleroux, with whom he was on generally good terms, dismissed his social
ilise.
He did publish, several times, the photo of the Baroness of Cabrolles blowing a kiss while waltzing, the one that's on the poster, because he thought it was a good photo. He saved a few others, but he sort of despised the work he did then. Years later, I spoke to the editor of Vogue, Edmond Charleroux, about all this, and she said, oh, he may have said jokingly that he was betraying his class and things like that, but frankly, he was like a child in Father Christmas's shop window.
Clémentine Desroudis is Robert Doisneau's granddaughter. She's made a 1.5-hour film documentary about her grandfather. It's called Robert Doisneau, La Révolte du Merveilleux. Robert Doisneau, The Rebel of the Marvelous, which has just released in Tokyo and can also be seen in halls in Canada, Italy and Portugal, and is also in the exhibition as part of a special French museum open night at the end of May. She told me why she dedicated an entire section of her film to these years where he was photographing for the Chic Vogue magazine.
Moi, je consacre d'ailleurs toute une partie à ça dans mon film parce que ce que je trouve très intéressant, c'est que c'est un endroit dans lequel il ne se sentait pas très à l'aise.
There's an entire section in my film dedicated to that period. I think it's very interesting that he wasn't really at ease in that space, but it didn't affect the quality of his images. There's never anything mean in the photos. Occasionally, you'll see a touch of irony. And when he looks at the mundane world of ballrooms and he photographs models, he gives them something artistic and fairy tale like. He applied himself to the job like any professional photographer would.
Comme n'importe quel photographe reporter irait tenter de faire le mieux possible son reportage.
Annette Doisneau worked alongside her father for the last 15 years of his life until 1994 when he died aged 81. Along with her sister Francine, they archived his more than 450,000 original prints developed from even more negatives.
He stipulated in the new contract with Condé Nast that he wanted to avoid doing any more fashion photography. He really didn't like that. And so he turned his attention more to photographing other subjects like theatre or cinema.
Theatre and cinema, artists. Duoneau loved illusion. It was part and parcel of his work as an illustrative photographer for French magazines. Clémentine Desroydis says artists from Giacometti to Juliette Gréco fascinated her grandfather. How he photographed them depended, she says, on the relationship he had with each of them individually.
It depended on the relationship he had with the artists. You can see he had a lot of affection for Jean Cocteau. He made his housekeeper pose. It's very sweet. But they were just commissioned photos. Today, because he's famous, some people think they were his friends. But he just went to photograph them like any other subject. He did like doing this. In fact, it was one of the reasons he became a photographer. He used his camera to meet these personalities he admired. Some of them became close friends, not Orson Welles or Jean Cocteau, but he photographed them with grand affection because he admired them so much.
Along with Duoneau's technical photographic talent, some of his best-known photos are those which are composed and not spontaneous scenes. They still capture a moment, however. Take the famous photo of the Spanish artist Pablo Picasso at home in Valloris in the south of France in 1952, where, with his arms by his sides and under the table, five pieces of gingerbread are arranged on the table in front of him, and it looks like Picasso has very chunky and spongy fingers. Clémentine Desroydis says the greatness was on both sides of the camera lens.
C'est un immense artiste.
I don't say this just because he's my grandfather. I weigh my words and when I say he was a brilliant photographer. A great artist who marked the 20th century at the same level as Pablo Picasso. I discovered when I made my film that most of his photographs are iconic. There was very little worth leaving out. And the work done by the Robert Duoneau Studio in the past 20 years, which helps others discover his work, is very important in keeping his work alive.
Today, Annette and her sister Francine's work at the studio in Montrouge consists partly in providing photos for institutions and galleries the world over. The impeccably tidy and well-organized studio harbors a tiny cold room full of chests of drawers, full of negatives, preserving a pre-digital, pre-selfie world. Duoneau and his workshop, now his archives, is a mixture of quite a distant past, a chunk of French history before, after and during World War II, almost to the beginning of this century, and in a way, to the present. From what the younger Duoneau sister says, the studio archives would still be a good reflection of her father's outlook on life.
He was a witness of his own era. He wanted to put the background, the town where he found himself, in its context. He wanted to show moments which described his own time. He wasn't a nostalgic person, he was modern. He would be entirely at home today with Photoshop and digital. He was on the move all the time, in an intellectual way too.
Her daughters are the third Duoneau generation hooked on images. Clémentine, who began her career in radio and is also very sensitive to sound, makes documentary films, and the one about her grandfather was edited by her sister. The exhibition Duoneau Les Années Vogue shows a particular lifestyle in a particular time. Although small pockets of aristocracy will still gather in mansions or chateaux on country estates, dressed in dinner jackets, bow ties and patent lace-up dancing shoes, jewellery and couture ball gowns, and young ladies will still model them for an exclusive clientele, times have, however, changed. After wading through much of the archives, of which only 73 photos are on display in Versailles, Clémentine Desroydis believes that whether these photos are vintage or old prints, or whether they're digital, their strength can actually be seen just on the surface.
I think in this very difficult period we are going through, my grandfather's images help us. He never thought to photograph ugliness, but he looked for beauty and smiles. He didn't always have an easy life, but he always tried to make it easier and beautiful for others.
Douaneau, Les Années Vogue, The Vogue Years, is on until May the 28th at the Richaud Centre in Versailles, with a screening of the film Robert Douaneau, Le Révolté du Merveilleux, The Rebel of the Marvelous by Clémentine Déroudy on May the 20th. Well, that's all we have time for this week. Thank you for listening. From me, Roslyn Hyams, until next time, goodbye. Here's the voice of Juliette Gréco, which goes with the photo of the singer in the exhibition, Under the Paris Sky, which she recorded in 1951. One of Robert Douaneau's Vogue Years. Aujourd'hui dans le cœur d'un garçon, sous le ciel de Paris marchent les amoureux. Leur bonheur se construit sur un air fait pour eux. Sous le pont de Bercy, un philosophe assis, deux musiciens, quelques badauds, puis des gens par milliers. Sous le pont de Paris, jusqu'au soir vont chanter l'hymne d'un peuple épris de sa vieille cité.